Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, which is brought to you today by Factor Pre-Prepared Meals, with a special code coming your way at the end of the podcast for Mr. Sam over here to help save you some money.
Save you some big money. Okay, so to bring everybody into what's going on with us, is our friend Ray still stuck in the elevator?
I'd have to walk outside. I think the electricity is back on, which is how we're recording the podcast.
So earlier, we were sitting here doing what we do, and everything went... Thank you. That's the sound. I couldn't make the sound.
And then outside we heard kaboom. Transformer.
I thought it was interesting.
And then we heard some woe go, uh-oh.
And we heard some other words too, because it went dark in here.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. I want you guys to know that producer Faith noted you guys left the room. You know, Murphy and Sam go out to rescue all the whatever. And producer Faith mentioned to me, you don't realize how much electricity is buzzing in our ears all the time with all these computers and all this equipment. And all what we're doing is very, you know,
electronic.
Electronic. It's technical. Yeah. And as soon as the power blew, it got really quiet in here. Mm-hmm. You don't realize the noise, the electricity.
All the humming, the underneath hum. Everything. Yeah,
that's correct. But anyway, I bring it up because we had a power failure, obviously. We're back, obviously. But our friend Ray is stuck in the elevator between, he's not like we could pry the doors open and get him out.
Murphy
he's
tried.
He's stuck between floors.
Yeah, actually, you know, I tried and then two Marines tried. If the two Marines couldn't do it, then... but anyway,
Wait. Did you tell the Marines? No.
Don't worry,
I tried already.
Yeah. I did not. But, you know, I think that he's probably got to be out by now. The elevator repairman...
We need to go check.
And there are two elevators, and what's crazy is the building actually does have some backup power to it. It's only on the elevator that he wasn't in.
Of course.
That's what kind of was not crazy cool.
That's usually my luck.
So just to bring everybody in, our elevators in this building are also glass elevators. So,
thank God for that when you're stuck...
I know. Nobody would have known he was stuck.
Right. Well, and you would probably start to feel really claustrophobic after a while being in an enclosed. Anyway.
Was he calling your cell phone? Was he calling you? Because we when we go out to the atrium, we see him in the elevator. He's sitting on the floor on his phone.
Yeah.
And thinking.
So here's what's crazy about
stuck
that.
Stuck in the elevator.
He was calling to actually check on us because we had no electricity. And so I'm in conversation with him about that. Well, you know, we plugged this in, and we blah, blah, blah. And the conversation probably lasted 3 minutes until we got to the end of the call when he said, yeah, I'm stuck in the elevator.
And right, you're like, how that's the news.
Right, that's the news. He's so laid back, though, but it was. He knew. He is by far probably one of the most adaptable people that I've ever met because he knows the situation.
Yeah.
The elevator's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere for a while. So it's just adapt and go with it. And that's who he is.
He'll make a great leader
totally
one day
calm.
Because that's what you want from a leader is calm. Someone who's in control of themselves, first and foremost, emotionally, all of it.
Have you ever seen him in action? Like if something, he needs to work on something in here and it's down, it's the same.
He's just calm about it.
You know, I know Murphy and I know me. It's like, let's get this back on.
Yeah, you guys are more emotional when there's a problem.
And he is just like, okay, so have you looked at this, and have you
and
done that?
The other
which is really the smart way to do it, because if you're thinking...
I wish I had that skill.
Your head is going to be clear if you take the emotion out versus the emotion biasing you, which is usually what happens. And it's easy to do. Everybody falls into that. You know, when
a lot of people do.
Yeah.
The other part of this that we're not mentioning, I don't know if it's irony, but the fact that he is our engineer. He's our... how do you describe an engineer for a radio station? The most technical person there is.
He fixes everything.
Yeah, right. He's like part IT. His electronic knowledge goes beyond IT because there's a lot more to radio than just the internet part of it, right?
Plugging something in. So he's our engineer. So he'd be the first person everybody's looking for right now.
Call Ray!
Trying to get everything back on the air and back everything up. And he's the one stuck in the elevator. But it was funny, too, because when we're all in the atrium looking at him, because he's in, you know, we can see him because of the glass elevators. He's just sitting there comfortable. He sat down. I would too. Mm-hmm. I would have sat down and gotten comfortable, but I would have immediately thought I needed to pee. The thought of being trapped, immediately you go into survival mode. I hope he's not thinking that. I didn't want to say anything. Because I just waved at him. I'm like, hey, we love you, you know?
Well, I mean, the carpet's thick enough in that to absorb. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to tell you what. Yeah. How would you behave if you were stuck in the elevator? Be honest. Sam? Antsy?
I'd be mad, first of all.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, well, I can't do anything. Or I'd consider what I could do. And when I figure it out, I can't.
Yeah.
Then it's over with. Sit down. Or just hang around.
Murphy?
If my bladder were full, I would be concerned about what you were describing.
That's where my mind would go.
But if not, unless I was running late for something.
Which, well, I'm sure you would be.
Well, this is the danger. Actually, it's now that I'm saying this, it makes me think about what you say all the time. Even though I know a road trip from point A to point B is 10 minutes, I tend to not take into account anything else. It's assuming everything will go perfect.
All the lights are green.
Right, exactly. And that, you know, I won't be stuck in an elevator or whatever. So if you remove those two elements, I would actually be fine because to me,
you know,
that, and I don't know if that's just the sense of humor thing. I don't know if it's the three of us and the fact that, you know, crazy things turn into stories and that they're fun to share or whatever, that you can be kind of amused and see the humor in things. You know what I mean?
That's the proof that it's the people that you're with that make a situation or break it.
It's humorous because it's a glass elevator too.
Yeah. Otherwise,
yes, it was a regular one. It's like, yeah, well, Ray's in there somewhere.
But you see, I could see him.
Yeah.
I could see Sam doing all sorts of antics in a stuck glass elevator.
Oh, he'd pretend
you would be
bawling or
beating on the glass, pressing all the buttons. Now, Murphy, the question I have for you, though, because I know you have a claustrophobia issue, that wouldn't bother you in that?
Not in the glass elevator, no, because it's glass. I think it's just because, again, it's open. Hmm. But it scares me to think for a second that I would be stuck in anything smaller.
Your mind would go there if you started to think about it for too long. It would.
Yeah.
It would, because you're that type of person. Yeah. You've got that anxious thing, that anxious bug.
Murphy would be thinking, I got to get out of here. It's too small. You would be thinking, I got to get out of here. I got
to
pee.
I would just be trying not to think about the fact that I probably needed to go to the ladies.
Yeah.
And Sam would
otherwise
be thinking,
be
figures it would happen to me.
Yeah. Very Eeyore about it. All right. Factor time.
Yeah. I want to talk about the gourmetness of Factor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because when we say Factor meals, it's easy, ready to cook, 2 minutes in the microwave and you're done. And you're thinking, okay, well, what can I do with that? Factor meals are chef prepared. And we have stuff on here like filet mignon.
I know.
We got these shrimp. We have, I saw blackened salmon on there today.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're not just talking regular meals. Yes, there are regular meals if you're doing keto or, you know, watching your calories and stuff. But if you want to go all out and you just don't feel like dealing with, how do you fix a filet mignon? Factor meals.
It definitely has a little air of something extra special.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't always eat it out of the pack. I put it on a plate.
Oh, I do too. I don't leave it out of the pack. But then you're dirtying a plate.
So I know.
If you really want perfection, microwave and eat it.
In the container it comes in. Because
that's the way I've been eating
it. Super clean.
Right now you can get 50% off with the MSJ code. Factormeals.com is the website, and the code is MSJ50. That gets you 50% off your first box, and you know what? It'll even get you 20% off your second box. MSJ50 at factormeals.com.
Thank you, Factor, for being a sponsor of the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.